A European aerobatic champ and his family are lost in a crash. The Pentagon suspends F-35 flight testing. And NAFI and the Hills agree to a ceasefire. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, October 6th, 2010. Reports on the French Air Force website confirm the death of 30-year-old world and European aerobatic champion Renault Ecal, whose single-engine wooden fabric plane went down at dusk on Saturday in severe weather, 50 nautical miles northwest of the French city of Montpellier. Ecal's wife, also a pilot, and their two young children were also on board. They were all returning to Ceylon Air Base from Jonzac, where Renault had flown a demonstration show in a borrowed Exta 300 during an open house at the local aero club. An ANN reader in France tells us that Montpellier ATC lost contact with Ecal's plane at 7:30 p.m. local time after he reported having navigational difficulties. Low ceiling, rain, and high winds hindered search and rescue efforts. The Pentagon suspended flight testing of all variants of the F-35 Lightning II Joint Strike Fighter last week after problems were discovered with software that controls the plane's three fuel boost pumps. A separate issue was discovered with the auxiliary inlet door hinge during a post-flight inspection of the BF-1 short takeoff vertical landing aircraft. The aux inlet doors are just aft of the lift fan and open to allow additional air to enter the engine during STOVL operations, such as hover and slow flight. Lockheed Martin said flight testing was set to resume yesterday after updated software was installed over the weekend, but that short takeoff vertical landing testing would not resume until the root cause of the hinge issue has been identified. Master Instructors LLC welcomes a new master instructor this month. John G. Dye, a member of the International Aerobatic Club, is now an accredited Master CFI Aerobatic. John is a flight instructor specializing in spin, aerobatic, and emergency upset recovery training with Skyline Aviation based at Salem Air Park in Lisbon, Ohio. He also serves as a FAST team representative in the FAA's Cleveland FISDO area. ANN joins in congratulating John on his accreditation. The legal spat between Sandy and Joanne Hill, founders of Master Instructors LLC, and NAFI, the National Association of Flight Instructors, has ended in a dismissal agreement. The Hills, who developed their Master Instructors program before being ousted from the NAFI board, started their independent company in 2009 and had sought to enjoin NAFI from using their materials and concepts following their departure. The agreement, dated September 30th, allows both sides to walk away and each pay their own legal fees. It also allows the Hills to assert copyright in the future and precludes NAFI from claiming the dismissal as an adjudication in other matters. For the Hills, the matter was made moot by their program's acceptance. Sandy Hill notes, quote, "We feel completely vindicated by the response of the marketplace to our program. It just no longer made sense for us to expend more time and money on the legal action, a lot of which had been donated by hundreds of wonderful friends and supporters. Although we remain confident that the court would ultimately have found in our favor, it's time for us to move on," unquote. Up next on ANN, details remain conflicted in a weekend Cessna crash. The AH-1Z Cobra is ready for the U.S. Marines. And the Nextant 400XT confirms its range projections. You're listening to Aero News.
Now, another moment of freedom from Sirius Aircraft. Freedom through safety. Perhaps the ultimate freedom is confidence, assurance, and peace of mind. We design it into every personal aircraft we build. It's the security that comes with knowing you're flying the plane with a parachute. The breakthrough concept that launched the Cirrus phenomenon.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back with more of your aero briefing for October 6th. I'm Paul Plack. A Cessna 310 went down just after takeoff Sunday on Catalina Island off the California coast. FAA records show only two injured, but the Long Beach Press-Telegram reports that three people from the accident were taken to Torrance Memorial Hospital with burns, and that two had been burned severely. FAA records show that the 310 registered to a construction firm called Sabovich & Sons of Arroyo Grande, California, was manufactured in 1956. The accident reportedly started a brush fire that spread to about 3 acres before it was extinguished by local firefighters. The Associated Press reports the pilot told authorities the plane's left engine failed just after takeoff, and the plane went down about a half mile southeast of Airport in the Sky. The U.S. Navy's Commander Operational Test and Evaluation Force has declared that the Marines' newest attack helicopter, the AH-1Z Cobra, is now officially recommended for fleet introduction. Through upgrades and new manufacture, the Marine Corps is replacing the two-bladed AH-1W with the 1Z, which features a new four-bladed composite rotor system, performance-matched transmission, four-bladed tail rotor, upgraded landing gear, and a fully integrated glass cockpit. A total of 189 new and remanufactured AH-1Zs are anticipated, with deliveries expected to be completed by the end of 2019. John Garrison, president of Bell Helicopter, said Monday, quote, "The AH-1Z is a remarkable aircraft that is only made stronger by the Marine aviators that fly them. We are excited that our warfighters will receive the full benefit of this awesome machine," unquote. The first long-range certification flight for the Nextant Aerospace 400XT covered 1,875 nautical miles from Cleveland, Ohio, to Mojave, California late last week, and filled up the log with fours. The 400XT flew 4 hours and 44 minutes at an average ground speed of 400 knots. The aircraft landed in Mojave with more than 1 hour 15 minutes of fuel remaining. James Miller, president of Nextant Aerospace, commented, quote, "The flight took off just under max gross takeoff weight at 16,000 pounds and climbed directly to 43,000 feet. With the data collected on this flight, we are extremely happy with how the aircraft is performing in comparison to our expectations. The majority of 400XT STC certification flight tests will be conducted out of Flight Test Associates facility in Mojave," unquote. Nextant Aerospace says the 400XT significantly improves the Hawker Beechcraft 400A and XP by extending its range more than 50% to over 2,000 nautical miles with four passengers and NBAA IFR reserves, all while reducing operating costs by 30%. It's equipped with a next-gen ready ProLine 21 upgrade that seamlessly manages the Williams FJ44-3AP Fayday. Still ahead, a $500,000 communications upgrade is coming to Launch Complex 46. There's a new iPhone app for balloon watchers. And Delta proves touchy about bag fees. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, October 6th. I'm Paul Platt. The Economic Development Commission of Florida's Space Coast has been awarded a $500,000 defense infrastructure grant from the state of Florida. The money is earmarked for communications upgrades at Space Florida's Space Launch Complex 46 at Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. The money is part of $5.85 million in defense grant awards for projects to improve Florida's defense economy for military installations and activities, according to a news release from Florida Governor Charlie Crist. SLC 46 is a key launch pad for supporting future Department of Defense, NASA, and commercial missions. Existing communications infrastructure there is dated and does not meet industry standards for interaction with the Eastern Range. There's an app for almost everything. Balloon enthusiasts who want up-to-date info about the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta now have a Balloon Fiesta app for the iPhone that went live a couple weeks ago. It's being promoted as the official mobile companion for the 2010 Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta and includes directions to Balloon Fiesta Park, cool things happening on the field, and instructions on finding info on your favorite hot air balloon. There are also more than 500 balloon pictures that are searchable by the 2010 Balloon Fiesta basket banner number. The app is available from Apple for 99 cents. And finally today, Scott Jordan is the founder of Scotty Vest Clothing, which happens to make a vest for airline travelers that includes multiple pockets, removable sleeves, and a pocket specifically sized for an iPad. He put an ad for the vest in the New York Times Travel Magazine on September 26th, headlined, "Most Stylish Way to Beat the System," suggesting customers use the extra pockets to store stuff and save on a bag fee when they fly. He says he got a tremendous response, so he decided to run the ad in the Delta Airlines in-flight magazine. But Delta rejected the ad, saying it was due to content, claiming the ad sounded like it was encouraging people to get contraband past security. So Jordan posted about it on his video blog. He says his media buyer pleaded with him to take the video down, fearing his ads would be refused elsewhere. But he left it up, and now he's getting calls from TV shows and news media. All this has been great for sales, but Jordan admits, quote, "I may not be able to go on a plane again," unquote. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, end over end at 265 miles per hour with a failed chute. We pick up the Vance Breese story on the day his life changed on the Bonneville Salt Flats. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.